Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
One of our podcasts this week was on the Delano grape strike, and I just remembered something I meant to say in the episode.
Well, then it's good we have this.
Yeah. So there used to be a podcast called This Day in History Class that I used to be on. And one of our episodes was for the day that the Delano grape strike started. And one of our colleagues, Christopher Hasiotis, had done some background research on that for me. And of course, that became like step one in the much larger researching of this episode, because this day in history class was 5 minutes long and Stuff You Missed in History Class is much longer than that.
Yes.
But I had meant to acknowledge his contribution in the actual episode, and it slipped my mind because I didn't write it down.
I'm glad I'm not the only person who has to write it all down or it all goes away.
I have to write absolutely all of it down.
Yeah.
And then sometimes later I will find these cryptic notes where I'm like, what was that even about?
I keep what's kind of like, people always go, oh, is that a bullet journal? And it has some of the same concepts, but it's not really that. Like, it's literally just like a notebook where stuff is shifting day to day, like to the next day if I don't get it done or whatever. But there will be times where I look at one of my to-dos and I'm just like, I don't know what this means anymore. Like, I have scribbled down something that says, like, tell marketing cadavers. And I don't remember what that is exactly.
Wow. That's very cryptic.
I think I know what it is now, but there was a moment yesterday where I looked at that on my list and went, what is that?
Yeah. I was having a little computer issue this morning, and as I was like waiting for it to clear itself up, I was just sort of gazing at what's saved on my desktop. And I realized there's a file saved on there that says to do while in Atlanta. And who knows how old that document is at this point? Because, like, when is the last time I was in Atlanta? Probably a year ago at this point, almost, because of a pandemic.
It was August.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember, you said something about how everything had changed. And I said, well, you haven't been here for a year. And you said, that's not true. And I looked it up and I was like, the last time you were here was August of 2018. And you were like, oh, my goodness.
Well, it can't have been 2018 because that would be 2 years.
No, but then this was last year we had the conversation.
Oh, I see. Yes. I see. I understand now. So speaking of the pandemic that has kept me from visiting our Atlanta office ever, I had had this episode marked on my calendar to do approximately now 4 months. Like, I was like, you know, when the anniversary of that comes up, that would be a great time to do it. It had been marked on the calendar for all of that time. And then as it approached, I was like, and everything here feels particularly relevant because the pandemic has highlighted so much how many of these issues are still issues, because there like have been so many headlines about the harvest needs to come in at this farm and the entire workforce has COVID.
Yeah.
And like just that people who are doing agricultural labor, like still not having the basic sanitation and protective equipment needed as protection from this virus. And I was like, wow, I did not intend for there to be double relevance with this episode when I earmarked it to go in this part of the calendar so long ago.
It's funny how that often works out.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, we've talked about all of the waves of immigration that we cover at the beginning of the episode, but just spelling it out all together really highlighted for me what a pattern it was of like, we need cheap labor. Let's bring in immigrant workers. We hate these immigrant workers, though, so we're going to really discriminate against them and then ban them. But now we still need cheap labor, so we got to get some different immigrants. And then start the same cycle again.
Yeah.
Of like discrimination leading ultimately to exclusion.
Yeah. It's very much like, who is hoping to better their lives that we can exploit next?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's a pattern that we've talked about before, but putting it all in one spot, I was like, this is not great.
Yeah, well, because you watch the cycle happen like in one industry over and over and over, and you can't ever like at that point, by the time you're on the third wave of that, there's no getting around the fact that the people in charge making all the money were consciously doing it.
Yeah. We also mentioned but didn't go into detail about the just coordinated effort by the state of California to eradicate its indigenous population. And like that was a multifaceted, intentional effort. And it is something that I feel like does not get talked about as much, at least where we live, as things like the Indian Removal Act. Like I grew up in North Carolina, so we had a whole classroom unit about the Trail of Tears. But I think for people who don't live in the Southwest, and are not indigenous, probably that aspect of California history is like not quite as familiar.
Accurate.
So maybe after some time has passed, because again, we don't want to make the entire calendar of our show be incredibly difficult topics. Maybe we will get into something relevant to that. One of the things we talked about this week was Joshua Slocum and his solo voyage around the world, which we have had some listener requests for over the years. I was going through the listener request list yesterday, trying to figure out what I was going to do next. And I was like, oh, look, here's some people who said Joshua Slocum, which we're going to record that tomorrow. There were two things that came up when I was working on this. One was, as has been the case so many times lately, I came into this saying, okay, I have some criteria for what I want to do for the next episode. Number one, I need to do something fun. Number two, not in the 19th century. Number three, not a man. Because we've just had a lot of dudes on the podcast lately. And so I was just, you know, I wanted to get a little away from that. And so then I started going through my phone where I had kept up with ideas I had stumbled across while out in the world back before we started instead staying home because of the pandemic. And I had the name of his book. I had Sailing Alone Around the World just written in a note on my phone. And I Googled that, and then I was like, well, one out of three. We get one out of three of my criteria for this episode. The other thing is, like, we've been pretty candid about the fact that the pandemic has made us really miss travel, and that was the case for this episode for me, too. But the thing about this episode that made me miss traveling was not the far-off places or the long voyages. It was all the places around coastal Massachusetts that I could go, but I couldn't really do anything if I went there, because he talks about like all these places on Cape Ann, like Gloucester and Rockport, where I really love going, and like other places that are on the coast. And I was just like, man, those are all places that I love to go and walk around and eat in restaurants and poke around in little shops. And all those things are kind of off the table right now. We did coincidentally make a road trip to New Bedford while I was working on this to take leftover kitten food to someone that fosters kittens. But it was literally like we got out of the car and everyone masked, handed over this kitten food. We looked at the ocean for a minute and we came home again.
Yeah, my travel bug is starting to go a little bananas right now.
Yeah.
Like it's so silly, but everybody knows, like, I love some Disney time, and it's not news, this particular thing, but it really hit me suddenly really hard that Disney World Magic Kingdom is not doing Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party this year, which is something we do every year. We usually try to go to two of the parties. And Halloween being my very favorite, I don't know why, just as we're looking into the fall and we're starting to, you know, get yummy, fun, Halloween-y and autumnal things marketed to us, I just had that moment of, oh, like a total pity party for myself. I recognize this is like the most privileged sadness a human could experience, but I was just like, I just want to get in the car and drive.
We looked forward to this like trip to New Bedford to drop off cat food. Like, it was a gigantic treat. And then I simultaneously was like, man, I would kind of love to just wander around and eat some seafood in a restaurant, which I know there are restaurants that are open now, but like the choice that we're making in our household is to minimize our contact with other people still.
Yeah, same.
Joshua Slocum is so interesting and so complicated at the same time.
Of course.
And I would not have been like, this is going to be fun, had I known before the tail end of the research process about the exposing himself to a 12-year-old.
Right.
I probably would have been like, we're going to pick something that's not going to involve that conversation today. But it was too late. Too late by the time I discovered that part of the story.
Yeah, I mean, look, it comes up all the time. There's no human is uncomplicated.
No.
It's every human has probably been disappointing at some point in their trajectory. And it's good to remember that.
It is.
For a variety of reasons.
Yeah. I also wish we knew more about Jenny.
Oh, me too.
Because Jenny seems great.
She seems amazing. Yeah. I love it.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.